Do you have all the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Father John Hollowell for Rise Up, and this weekend we are celebrating the great feast of Pentecost, and what I think is important just to recognize is that even though Jesus had already risen from the dead and had been appearing to his apostles over the course of the 40 days, it wasn't until the Holy Spirit came down upon them in the upper room where they became unafraid, right? They were cowering in these room, in this upper room for the better part of 50 days, obviously fearful of the people who had put Jesus to death. And so what we see, though, on Pentecost Sunday is the disciples literally, as soon as the Holy Spirit descends upon them, they literally run out of the room and start preaching the good news of the gospel, no longer fearful of anybody, including the people who had put Jesus to death. And so, again, I just think it's important to recognize the gifts that have come upon us through the Pentecost, the celebration of Pentecost. And each of us has our own personal Pentecost, particularly when we celebrate the sacrament of confirmation, so that if you have had the sacrament of confirmation, that is also your particular Pentecost. And again, sometimes it takes us a while to recognize that. You know, I realized it took me about 10 years to realize what I had received at my confirmation. But again, that is a personal Pentecost for each of us. And so, again, know that you have received the Holy Spirit in a special way and that you are now called to go out and proclaim the good news, not being afraid, whatever that might cost you, whether that's persecution or just even being put to death. And so, again, this is a great celebration and a great feast day in our Catholic Church. Thank you.